Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about where there's a conflict between Esei Techolos Esei and a mitzvah above Aveira. And we saw Machlokas Rishonim, which wins? Mitzvah above Aveira or Esei Techolos Esei? So both ways. Rambam holds that that mitzvah above Aveira overpowers the Esei Techolos Esei. And the Chiddush Rabbeinu David brings down both opinions. And L'chora to Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. And this is again based on the Torah of Hagon or Baruch Kreuzer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So L'chora to Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, as we said. Yerushalmi in Chala Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, brought in Tosis and Kedushin, and Aflamet Chesam Aleph, Divra Maschel Akrov asks, why did Bnei Yisrael not eat matzah from the new grain? Let the essay of matzah come and be doicha the lois essay of chadash of the new grain. And for Tosis, that ain essay brings from the Yerushalmi the kasha, but the teretz is not brought in the Yerushalmi. So, and for Tosis, that the an essay koidem hadibur, in other words, the essay of matzah is not doicha lois essay lachar dibur, is not doicha the lois essay of chadash, which is after the dibur, which is after Har Sinai, was before Har Sinai, isn't doicha what's after Har Sinai. So, from the kasha of the Yerushalmi, we hear that the Yerushalmi holds like the Shita, that if there's an essay and a los essay, we say essay decha los essay, and memela, it's not going to be a mitzvah b'aver, and therefore they ask, why don't you just eat the chadash matzah and you're cool? However, from the Torah to the Yerushalmi, that an essay before the dibur is not the decha, an essay after the dibur. It's mashma that it's arguing that the Yerushalmi is arguing with the Bavli because in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Heyomid Beis we say svara lehefech, that an essay lifnei hadibur odif v'doicha yoiser me essay la'achar hadibur, that an essay before the dibur is starker, is stronger than an essay than la'achar hadibur. Ayin sham in Yevamos Daf Heyomid Beis. So it emerges that the Bavli holds that the reason the Jewish people didn't eat chodosh, matzah from chodosh, is because the mitzvah bo ba'aveira, because it's not a problem that it's essay lifnei hadibur, essay lifnei hadibur is very strong. But still, you can't do it because it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. And memela, ein essay doche losase. That would be the teretz, maybe according to the Bavli. So then it would come out then a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that mitzvah above Aveira, since the mitzvah above Aveira involved, maybe we don't say that the essay is doche losase. And the Yerushalmi holds no, that if there's an essay and a losase, we say it's doche losase, and maybe it's not a mitzvah above Aveira. Just here, the problem with the chodesh is that it was an essay lifnei adibor, which is weaker, and maybe it's not doche the essay, the losase, which is la'achar adibor. However, it would appear more that the Yerushalmi is going l'shitas. So in the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, it says, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, maybe the most famous Yerushalmi ever. It says in the Yerushalmi that HaKorei Al Meso B'Shabbos Yatz, if somebody rips his garment for a dead relative on Shabbos, he's Yotze Mitzis Kriya. Frek the Gemara Da Matzik Zula, you're not yotze with matzik zula, so why should you be yotze when you're korei al meso b'shabbos? And says the Gemara that taman gufa aveira b'ram hacha hu avar aveira, that it itself is an aveira. In other words, matzik zula, what's the problem with matzik zula? It's you're doing an aveira. So matzik zula, you're not yotze. If it's stolen matzah, you're doing an aveira. So you're not yotze. So why, if you rip your garment on Shabbos, for a person rips for his relative, he is yotze? So the Gemara's answer is there it's guf ha'avera, bram hacha hu avar avera, he was over an avera. So when it comes to matzah gzula, taman guf ha'avera, that itself is an avera, and therefore you're not yotze. Bram hacha by korei al meso hu avar avera, he is over an avera. And the explanation apparently is that Legabe Gezel, the mitzvah itself is the Aveira. Had he not stolen, he wouldn't have been able to make the bracha and be Mekayim the mitzvah. And that he ate it becomes the Ikar HaAveira, and you can't, because he can't be Mekayim, Beheshev Zela Sher Gozal. So maybe that's no good. But Bekorei Al Meso, Hu Avar Aveira, Shekara B'Shabbos, Elaim B'Kriya Aveira. When a person was Korei Al Meso, when he was ripping for the dead person, so he was over an Aveira, that he was Korei on Shabbos. hu avar avera. It's the gavra who's over an avera. There's no avera in the chefza. When it comes to the gzeil, there's an avera in the chefza when he eats the matzah gzula. Here it's the gavra. So that's not... had he done this during the week, it wouldn't have been anything, because the etzem hakriya is not an avera. And therefore, your yotze, yedei, kriya. So we see that there's a chilak here in the Yerushalmi between an iser gavra and an iser chefza. That by an iser gavra, we don't say mitzvah bab avera, and an iser chefza, we do say mitzvah bab avera. And according to this, right, so by the gzela is a mitzvah bab avera, because he's eating the stolen object, and that can't be a mitzvah. But when it comes to ripping on Shabbos, there it's just the gavra is being over, it's not an avera in the chefza. There it could be yotze the mitzvah of kriya. So according to this, it would come out that that's why Yerushalmi holds by chadash, that since it's not an iser tmidi, it's not an iser beguf hadavar, it's a karkafta the gavra. It's not always this food bechefza isn't necessarily usser, because it's going to end at a certain point. So memela, just like the kriya is going to end at a certain point, the iser, because it's not going to be Shabbos anymore. So memela, this is an iser al karkafta the gavra on the person, and we don't say mitzvah ba avera. When it's an iser on the person, we don't say mitzvah ba avera. And therefore they ask, let the essay of matzah be doicha the essay of chodesh, which, and don't tell me that it's a mitzvah ba avera, because it's just the gavra doing the avera, it's not an avera in the chefza. But by matzah of tevel, which is an iser chefza, there the Yerushalmi would be modeh that it's not shayich to say esei docha losa say, because there's a mitzvah bav avera. It's not like we said before that the Yerushalmi holds that esei docha losa say beats a mitzvah bav avera. It just depends whether and how the mitzvah bav avera is done. If the mitzvah bav avera is done with the chefza, then we would say that it's esei docha say is not docha. But if it's in the gavra, then it is docha, and therefore by chodesh, where it's only in iser gavra to eat the chodesh, we want the matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, to be docha. Akoponim, we have two shittas. If we say first esse doichalos say, and memela there's no avera, or lehefich, right? We see in the Yerushalmi that in certain cases, when it comes to chora, when it comes to the avera and the gavra, we're going to say esse doichalos say. When it comes to avera and the chefza, we're going to say mitzvah above avera. We saw in the Rishonim which one wins. Does esse doichalos say win? Mitzvah avera. Obviously, then you have to ask yourself then, how do you know when to say what? That's really the question here. Because sometimes it's a mitzvah bav avera, since es techolosa say. So when what? So according to the Yerushalmi here, we have the chilik between the chefetz and the gavra. But let's see. Let's say we hold, like Rabbeinu David brings, that, and the Rambam says, that since it's a mitzvah bav avram perishim shnayis, and we learned also as much from the Rambam the Yad, that since it's an avera, we don't say es techolosa say. Sheish lizbone. Because we see in numerous places in Shas that essay is doicha los essay. Why should an essay be doicha los essay? Since it's an essay and a los essay, so it's a mitzvah bav avera. So according to the opinion that since it's an avera, we don't say essay doicha los essay, we say mitzvah avera. How do you find in the Gemara that essay doicha los essay? Why should the essay be doicha los essay? So therefore, there must be some sort of hagdara, some sort of definition when we say essay doicha los essay, and when we say mitzvah above avera. So maybe we can say as follows, that whenever there's a chiyuv klali, in other words, a person that can be mekayim the mitzvah b'sha'ar chafatzim, and he was mekayim it with a chafetz of an iser, so then we definitely say that it's a mitzvah above avera, and it's not derech halalos to say, like matzah. There are numerous matzahs that are kosher that you can buy on the street in the store, and he was mekayim b'matzah shel tevel. So what does the Gemara say about matzah shel tevel? He's not yotze. Why? Because he could be mekayim with other chafatzim. So why be mekayim with the chafetz of iser? So they're going to say mitzvah bav avera. But if the mitzvah is on dafka on this chafetz, like by yavama, which is mechayve lavin, so the only woman he could do yibum with is this woman, and there's a chiyuv lav. So there it's not shaykh to say mitzvah bav avera, can only do with this woman. So there we say esei doicha losei v'chein ones mechayve lavin. If a person's ma'ane is a woman and she's mechayve lavin, we see in Ksuba's famous Gemara Mem Amud Aleph, that the mitzvah of lo siya li'isha, that he dafka has to marry this woman, so because the mitzvah is that he should take on usoso, so there the Gemara says that let the essay of lo siya li'isha be doicha the lois to say the lav that is on this woman. So then what would be the machlokas rishonim? Or the machlokas rishonim? Why don't we just say this klal, that it's a chiyuv klali, then mitzvah, it's a mitzvah above avera. Well, why do it with this chayfetz? Daf could do it with a different chayfetz, and don't be over the avera. But if it can only be done with this chayfetz, there you have to do it with this chayfetz, with this person. So then say, I say, dechalosa say. So what's pshat in the machlokas rishonim? So therefore would appear that they're arguing with the following suffix, and the etzem psul of mitzvah habav avera. Is mitzvah habav avera psul mamish b'guf hadavar, or kilu choser be'etzem guf hamitzvah? Is it a psul mamish in the item itself, as if it's choser in the very, it's lacking in the guf hamitzvah, like choser v'yavish be'esrog, just like a choser in yavish is be'esrog is no good. If it's lacking, if it's dried out, so memela we would say the same thing about a mitzvah above avera. It's a pgam in the etzem guf hamitzvah, or it's a psul in the kiyum hamitzvah, that the person's not makayim the mitzvah kedin, because ain kategor nasa sanegor, right? This kategor, which is against him, which is prosecuting him, can't defend him. The avera can't be a mitzvah. Maybe that's the machlokas shown, that if we say mitzvah above avera is a psul b'guf hamitzvah, since there's in the guf hamitzvah an avera, memela posel as hamitzvah. Since there's in the guf hamitzvah an avera, it's passing the mitzvah, and such an essay is not derech halos essay, because it's a pegam in the etzem hamitzvah, and therefore it's not shaykh to say essay derech halos essay, since the guf hamitzvah was already disqualified because it was an avera, and therefore we would say that it's a mitzvah above avera. However, if we say that it's not a psul b'guf hamitzvah, but rather, what do we say? That it's a choser kiyum hamitzvah. So it's a lacking in his kiyum, not in the etzem hamitzvah, but in the way he fulfilled it. So since the essay bifnei atzmos ksheira, so there we would say that the essay could be derech of the loss of saying the mela, there's not going to be an aveiru when you're mekayim the mitzvah. This is the etzem, the mitzvah by atzmusa is a valid mitzvah. The person's just mekayim it in a way with an aveiru, but the aveiru doesn't impinge on the etzem hamitzvah. The mela there we would say is derech of the loss of saying not mitzvah above aveiru, because it's not considered an aveiru. And the Rambam, in our sugya that we brought in the previous shiur, he says, Yonai Yotze, with Matzav Tevel, and Mitzvah Baba Vera holds that Mitzvah Baba Vera passels Guf Hadover. So, obviously, we still run into the problem, because sometimes we say this and sometimes we say that. So, how do you know when to say this and when to say that? How do you know when to say estecholos to say and when to say mitzvah baba vera? Can't be that it's always a mitzvah baba vera, because then you wouldn't have a concept of estecholos to say. Can't be that it's always estecholos to say, then you wouldn't have a concept of mitzvah baba vera. So we're still feeling around in the dark a little bit, but we're definitely making progress. And please God, in the next year, we will continue forward. And please God, we will see. We have so many neflos mitaras Hashem to show you that they're not even words to describe it. So Mirtz Hashem, please stay tuned, and we will hopefully continue sharing these neflos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.